So the epistle for the Feast of Pentecost is taken from Acts chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. They were all amazed and wondered, saying, "Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "That if anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away and I come unto you. If you love me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath nothing. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me a commandment, so do I." Please be seated. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen." As I mentioned, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, which is the birth of the church. And so we know that the Holy Ghost is attributed to being called the Spirit of Love. And we think about the charity that comes to us from the Holy Ghost. St. Thomas Aquinas explains that the first two inward effects of charity are peace and joy. And so it's something for us to think about. Actually, it was a meditation that I had read that it talked about just this idea of the peace that comes from this Feast of Pentecost. So I mentioned, we know that God is charity. You know, it reminds us of Holy Thursday when we sing Ubi Caritas. You know, where is charity? Is where God is. And so when the Holy Ghost comes to us, he communicates this peace to us. He communicates it to our soul. And so the principal obstacle to peace is kind of, we can say, the distractions that we allow in this world. I mean, just as our Lord said that the peace I give to you is not peace that comes from this world. And so therefore, the distractions that come, it will keep us away from having this true peace of Almighty God. It's what we allow them to cause in us. Sometimes, obviously, our lower passions, the desires that we have, that we can easily give in to. And from easily giving in to them, that is what then will keep us from having this true peace of Almighty God. And so when we think about confirmation, the Holy Ghost coming into our soul, you know, we think about the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. And these gifts are given to us. The children, as they've studied those, they know the definitions of those. They know what they mean. And so that's something for us also to think about from our own confirmation, that we became a soldier of Christ, that we have been given these gifts to strengthen our faith, to fight for our faith. And that is what will help us in the world that we live in. And so when we say that when the Holy Ghost comes into our souls, he helps to put the things back in order for us. St. Augustine says that peace is the tranquility of order. And so that is what peace means for us. It is having this order in our soul. And it's an order that we must try to have and must try to gain. You know, so it's important for us to think about that order that must be in our soul. Do we have a disorder? And a disorder just means that it is not ordered to the proper things. So are we attached to certain things? And that's where we can try to look at our soul and see that. So when St. Augustine says, yes, peace is the tranquility of order, it helps us to understand better what this gift that brings to us from the Holy Ghost, that he will keep things in order for us. And so therefore, the Holy Ghost will help to try to prioritize the things that we need to try to do, that we see the duties of state that we have. We see our spiritual life. These are the things that must take our top priority. And that is, we can say, the secret to obtaining peace. It's not in the things that we want, the things that we do. It is allowing God to lead us, to direct our actions, to guide us. And that is what we see truly what the Holy Ghost does for us. The Holy Ghost is meant to lead our souls. And so when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, and we receive these seven gifts, we receive the indelible mark on our soul, we receive that strengthening of our faith. It is in order to profess our faith better. And so therefore, from receiving this sacrament, receiving these gifts to us, it helps us to direct our lives toward God. And again, that's what some of the children learned in terms of these gifts, the definitions of these gifts. It directs our actions towards God. It helps us to see what is the will of God for us. So again, it shows to us that it is not us directing ourselves. It is allowing the Holy Ghost, it is allowing God to direct our lives and direct all of our actions. And we say it for his glory and his honor. And so that's where we have to allow ourselves to be led. We have to be receptive to the graces of God. We have to be open to that. And certainly we know the obstacles we put to the graces of God is sin. What keeps the graces of God from coming into our soul? And so therefore we will have sometimes contradictions to our own will. But again, we go back to the fact of allowing God to lead us, allowing God to direct our lives. And that is what will give us a peace even amongst the contradictions, the crosses, the trials of life. Because we're being directed by God, we will have then that tranquility, we will have that peace of soul in accepting these things that come from him. And so that's where we can say that peace also presupposes the generous acceptance of crosses. And accepting the crosses is an effect of the presence of God in the soul, because we know that we don't naturally love the cross. We don't love contradictions. We certainly don't, but they will come as part of our life. And so if we have then the presence of God in our soul, we will be able to accept these things. We will be able to accept the crosses and the trials and the contradictions of life. But without that grace of God in our soul, without having that, it will be harder for us. It will be much more difficult for us to accept them. And so therefore, that is why we must dispose ourselves to God's grace. We must try to look at that and see the importance in that. Trying to dispose ourselves to receive the graces of God. And so certainly, yes, we prepare our children for this, the sacrament of confirmation. But for all of us to think about the graces that we receive, attending Mass, receiving the sacraments, going to confession, all of these are means for us to receive the graces of God. And so it's important for us to understand that, to follow that leading of God. And so, as I said, we must be disposed to God's grace. And by being disposed to God's grace, that is what will bring the peace of soul into us. And again, it comes back to the fact of, do we have the grace of God within our soul? And that peace of God that we have, that is what we must try to obtain. And so pray for that on this great feast of Pentecost, the birth of the church. Why our Lord came into this world, why he died for us, is in order to establish his church and to give us the graces that we need to save our soul. And so pray for this peace of God, which is completely different than what the world has to offer. And so let us pray as we say, Come Holy Ghost, for the hearts of thy faithful. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.